In this bulletin, Australia's first drive-through vaccination hub opens in Victoria. Support arrives as Greece experiences its worst fires in 3 decades. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympic Games comes to an end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Australia's first drive-through vaccination hub is opening today in Melbourne's West. Vaccines will be available to the public from a former Bunnings warehouse in Melton, as Victorians under the age of 40 are now able to get the AstraZeneca vaccine at state-run clinics. The shot will be offered at 9 sites where people will need to see a doctor to provide their consent before receiving the vaccine. Premier Daniel Andrews is calling on 18 to 39-year-olds to roll up their sleeves.
There's a lot written and a lot said about people being hesitant to get the jab. That's not the experience that I'm seeing. It's not what I'm picking up on. I think there are many millions of Victorians who want to get vaccinated. They want to get vaccinated quickly because they know it's good for them, for their family and for every family. And it's critical to us being open and staying open.
Some younger Victorians have already been accessing AstraZeneca through GP clinics. Residents of the North Queensland city of Cairns and the Aboriginal community of Yarraba are waking up to day one of a snap 3-day lockdown. State health authorities announced that the same level of strict stay-at-home measures are in place for that region that have just ended in southeast Queensland. A marine pilot tested positive last week and a taxi driver was infectious in the community for at least 10 days. Some Cairns residents say the lockdown was expected.
Oh, it has to happen, I think. Yeah, wait and see how everything goes.
We've got to do what we've got to do, I guess, and follow the rules and just so everyone stays safe.
The sooner we get it all done and sorted out, the sooner we can get back to normal.
At this stage, the lockdown is scheduled to end at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Mental health support services are reporting lockdown Australians are suffering from the fatigue of being under uncertain periods of stay-at-home orders. 10 pop-up mental health clinics are being established across Greater Sydney as part of a new campaign by the federal government. Some $17.7 million is being invested to rapidly establish 10 head-to-health pop-up mental health support sites for areas currently facing extended COVID-19 restrictions in and around Greater Sydney. Chief Executive of the Australian Psychological Society, Dr. Zina Burgess, warns the period of poor mental health will last longer than the coronavirus pandemic.
The actual health pandemic will dissipate in a period of time, but I think the tale of the mental health concerns that people are suffering will be with us for years to come. So I do think it's wise and thoughtful of the government to invest in these resources now, because they will be used for some years as people work their way through the lasting effects of the mental health pandemic.
A convoy of 19 German fire brigade vehicles and 56 firefighters have joined their Greek counterparts to help tackle forest fires. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as fires continue to burn uncontrolled for almost a week. Multiple blazes on the island east of Athens quickly burgeoned into several fronts, ripping through thousands of hectares of pristine forest. Athens Chief Heat Officer Eleni Marivali warns these blazes will impact the country's ability to protect itself from climate change.
An ancient forest was burned last night. So the ecosystems that have been destroyed is a very big issue for us. And losing forests for us is devastating and will have a great impact in our ability to adapt and to shield ourselves from climate change.
To sport now, and the Tokyo Olympic Games has come to an end, passing on the flag to Paris for 2024. After 17 days of events, there will be a short break, followed by the beginning of the delayed 2020 Summer Paralympics on the 24th of August. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says a decision will soon be made on whether to allow spectators at the Paralympics. The chief demission of the Australian Olympic contingent, Ian Chesterman, shed a tear as he bid farewell to Tokyo.
We've got family and friends in places which are locked down. And I think without the games, it's going to be pretty miserable, you know, pretty miserable Monday probably, as they face life in COVID, in lockdown, without an Olympic Games, without an Australian Olympic Games team to cheer for and take interest in.
Australia finished sixth in the medals tally with 17 gold, 7 silver and 22 bronze, totalling 46 medals, equal to its performance at the Athens Olympics in 2004. The United States topped the medal tally, followed by China and Japan. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth, showers with a possible storm and 18 degrees, Adelaide sunny and 19, Melbourne partly cloudy 17, Hobart similar conditions and 14, Canberra partly cloudy as well 15, Wollongong mostly sunny and 20, Sydney partly cloudy 19, Newcastle mostly sunny 20 degrees, Brisbane a shower or two 19, Cairns similar conditions 26 degrees and Darwin sunny and 33. I'm Sarah Shalala, this is SBS News.